This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Russia tonight, where a Russian religious TV station is offering LGBTI people a one-way ticket out of the country.
Now, anywhere in particular? Do they get to choose?
Maybe. They're a little bit open on the details, but basically Sargrad, which is this station, issued a video message calling on Russians of, quote, non-traditional sexual orientations to write in and compete for a one-way ticket overseas. This doesn't sound all so bad to me on the surface. In the same video, they were calling everybody sodomites and those with a perversion. They wanted them to contact the network so they could, quote, submit to their sins outside Russia.
It's sort of like the confession, but on TV.
This video statement was shared on their Facebook page. It was entitled, Good Riddance Sodomites. So I don't think they were really... You know, I don't think this is a terribly positive competition here. One presenter encouraged those who lay with men or have some other perversion to contact the network and be selected for exile.
Some other perversion.
I don't know what that is, actually. The only requirement is a medical record of your former perversion. I don't know how you fulfill that.
You lay with a doctor?
Possibly. Homosexuality is not a crime and not considered an illness in Russia, but there is obviously the Russian propaganda laws in place, and it's not generally considered fantastic in their community. No. It's whilst they said it's not a joke, they really want people to return. California was the place that they mentioned as the home of sin, so maybe that's where your ticket gets you to.
Over in Italy, two of the maidens of Pompeii have actually been found to be male.
Ooh.
This is the famous from Pompeii, where the two bodies are holding each other, and they're previously thought to be female, but now DNA studies have shown they're actually male.
So this is the town where the volcano erupted, the ashes basically covered the town and captured this time capsule of people, in various poses, I guess. And this pose, which was two people holding each other in a sort of a loving embrace, mm-hmm. everybody thought was two women, and they actually called it the two maidens.
But tests this week have shown that the DNA for both of them are male, and that they weren't actually biologically related. The CAT scans reveal they're probably around 18 to 20 years old.
And that led to one of the researchers thinking, well, perhaps they were gay lovers. Now, we'll never know, but it was put out there, and of course the media picked up on it, like us.
jumped to conclusions.
We would never. Across to the Philippines now, where there has been a terrifying increase in millennials diagnosed with HIV. So this is all about young people. Monthly figures that were released just this last month show that there were 629 new notifications of HIV in the Philippines, and more than half were for people aged between 15 and 34.
That's terrible.
Big. Department of Health releases these figures. New cases were dominated by men who have sex with men. There are a few there around injecting drug use and a couple from mother-to-child transmission, but the bulk were men who have sex with men and aged between 15 and 34, bringing their 2017 total to over 3,000 new diagnoses. This is bucking the trend of many areas in the world.
These figures are clear proof that our country, this is the Philippines, needs better education of the youth on how they care for their sexual health.
And they're looking, a federal politician, is looking for education to train teachers as well as deploy more health workers across the country. In the first 3 years, 3 months, sorry, of this year, 830 individuals in that in the millennials, 15 to 24, have been diagnosed with HIV.
A UN report actually showed that teenagers are the silent victims of HIV in Asia Pacific, and the Philippines has one of the highest proportion of adolescents living with HIV, with almost 10% of the total people living with HIV in that country.
Now, it would be remiss of us not to mention Singapore, where they've just had their Pink Dot Festival, and The Informer had a great interview there just before us. One of the other things that has happened, because they have had many obstacles thrown in the way of their big pride event in Singapore, but there has been some good news out of Singapore.
Good news that the minister there, the Minister for Law and Home Affairs, says that the government is strongly opposed to any harassment of any group. If the harassment crosses the line and is criminal, then the government will not hesitate to take action. There's a few ifs and buts in that sentence, but I suppose it's a positive move.
In the light of what has been coming out, that's a positive from a high-ranking minister.
Because we should remind our listeners, male homosexuality is still illegal in Singapore, even though it's rarely enforced. The same-sex relationships are not recognised by law, and adoption of children by same-sex couples is illegal.
In brief, in Ireland, a newly elected and openly gay prime minister has pledged to speak up for the LGBT rights of people across the world during a Pride event in Dublin.
In the US, three former US surgeons generals have called for the end to forced medical surgeries on young intersex people.
In the UK, only a quarter of gay men know that HIV-positive people who are on effective treatment can't pass it on.
In Tanzania, the president has spoken out against the gay community, saying that even cows, pause for effect, are against homosexuality.
Cows. Okay. A bit more common sense, though, closer to home, with Timor-Leste, the prime minister of one of the world's youngest nations, has spoken out against discrimination towards LGBTI people. And that's a wrap.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.